Yeah, at 11 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Friday morning, Port Huron lost an icon yesterday. And I don't, you know, use that term lightly. I mean somebody that really was part of our fabric here in the Blue Water area, Jim Weimer, who covered local sports for decades for the Times Herald. And he will be sorely missed. And yesterday, just scrolling through Facebook, so many memories, so many tributes to Jim Weimer, including from our next guest, Paul Costanzo, who worked for Jim for several years at the Times Herald. He's on the line with us right now. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, thanks for joining us and giving us a few minutes. And just tell us what you remember most when you think of Jim Weimer.
Oh, man. That could take a while. I think that just one is an incredible human being who really, just for me personally, you know, brought me into the Blue Water area and helped me, you know, so much, not just as a sports writer, but as a person. But really the biggest thing about Jim was that he cared so much about what he did and about the area and the athletes in the area and their parents and their coaches and all of that. And he wanted to make sure that, you know, when we were writing at the Times Herald, that we were giving them like a great, it was a great experience for them after the game. They would get that recognition that they deserved. And he did it for everybody, you know, from Port Huron, Northern High to Deckerville. And that was the biggest thing about him. Everybody meant something to Jim Weimer.
All the games that he covered were of equal importance in his eyes, weren't they?
They were. And for, you know, an 8-inch story, you know, that's maybe just a couple hundred words, and he talked to that person for a half hour. And he made you feel special as an interview subject, and you know, I know that just from talking to people. And it was, yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, it did not matter the size of the game, who was playing in it. It was, they were all important to Jim.
So many of his clippings are in, you know, yearbooks and shoe boxes and you know, in you know, memento boxes all over the Blue Water area. I mean, it was special to a kid to be written about in the Times Herald, no doubt about it. You also mentioned, Paul, how much he meant to you personally as a young, you know, right out of college, you know, sports reporter coming to work in Port Huron. And he treated all of his reporters that way, not just as employees, but he really wanted them to get to know the area and get to know the people around the area too, didn't he?
Absolutely. Because he was in the same boat that we were when he came to the Times Herald in the late 70s. You know, he's fresh out of college. He's a young, in his early 20s, and trying to make his way in the community beyond just being a sports reporter, but starting a life. And so he recognized that with us. And I think, like, for myself and, you know, Matt Shook, who was there with me, it was kind of unique because we're the same age as his kids, Kyle and Joel. So we became very good friends, and that, you know, kind of branched out a lot of things for both of us. But yeah, I mean, he took us under his wing, just, you know, not just professionally, but personally. And that, you know, means a great deal, obviously, to both of us.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like I said, really part of the fabric of the Blue Water area. And it goes beyond sports, too. I mean, yeah, he knew all the kids playing all the sports and covered them. But he got to know their families, people in the community. And everybody knew Jim.
Oh, absolutely. It's funny because we worked at SC4 together, and I'm still there, and he worked there up until, you know, his death. And I gave tours, and you'd go through the field house, and you'd walk by Jim's office. And a lot of the time, he knew the kid that I was giving the tour to. He knew their parents. You know, we'd go stop and talk and chat with Jim. It just kind of became part of the tour. And I was never shocked by it, because when you're with Jim or you're around Jim, you kind of just expect him to know the person that you're with or that you're running into, because you're absolutely right. Like, everybody knew him. Basically, everybody had a kind thing to say about him, and he treated everybody that way, with a smile and you know, a conversation.
Yeah, I was going to say, I never ran into Jim when he didn't have a smile on his face. The guy was always appeared to be in a good mood, even in these last years when he was obviously, you know, in a lot of pain and suffering through cancer. He still fought the good fight, didn't he?
He He absolutely did. And, you know, he would still call me and, you know, talk about just general things. And, you know, I mean, it was only a couple weeks ago that he called and asked us about, you know, what was the best way to get checks to go into SB4 with all of our, you know, different COVID protocols. And then we just talked about his fantasy baseball team, you know, and it was like, he really did. He enjoyed life all the way to the end. And it was just a pleasure to be around him.
Yeah, no doubt. Paul, thanks for your thoughts. I appreciate you sharing them with us this morning. Thanks for your time. Thanks for being with us.
All right. Thank you very much, Paul.
All right. You be well. Take care. Bye-bye.